Parks Victoria has decided to close a number of climbing spots to the rock climbing community in the Western Grampians, 8 areas as I understand it, they will be closed. And the changes are being made over a pretty short period of time. Now, we spoke with climbers on Friday on the program, but to explain what's prompted the changes and what needs to happen from here, Simon Talbot is the Chief Operating Officer with Parks Victoria. Simon Talbot, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Why the closures?
What we've seen over recent months is some damage to rock art in particular, cultural heritage sites that are sacred, and we've seen actual rock bolting going into some of the paintings, and that's just completely unacceptable, and we need to protect those areas.
Okay. Has this been an ongoing issue, or has it just sort of popped up recently?
No, it's been creeping up on us, Steve. The growth in rock climbing's been quite amazing. It's 20-30% year-on-year growth, and since the Grampians was, I guess, first opened up to rock climbing, we've seen a tenfold increase in just people wanting to engage in this great activity. And the vast majority of people do the right thing. It's just a rogue minority are out there who don't respect the land.
Did the community know that this was going on and the crackdown was coming with enough time to try and deal with some of it themselves so they could self-police to a degree?
Yeah, and I think they've been doing that for probably a couple of years now in terms of instructing their own club members where to go and where not to go. But we met with them in November last year. We said, look, we're going to have to do something on this matter. They started to communicate with their member base. And as of last week, we said, you know what, guys, here are the maps, here are the go areas, and here are the clear no-go areas. I'm going to signpost them accordingly.
Okay. What's been the response or the involvement of traditional owners in this decision-making?
Look, we were up in the Grampians last week with the three mobs there, traditional owners of the Grampians Garrywood area, and they're very happy with the work we're doing with rock climbing groups, and they're very happy with the fact that we're protecting their cultural heritage.
So, Simon, are they closed now, those areas?
They are. So signs are going up as we speak, and we'll be doing patrols just to police that. But, you know, as with all these sort of programs, we're reliant on good behaviour and education of the climbers, and we're pretty confident that they're going to respect these areas as they have done in the past.
How long have these areas been favoured by climbers?
I would suggest climbing particularly, Mount Arapiles in the Grampians is the number one climbing spot in Australia without a doubt. So there are around 300 climbing zones. These 8 zones have probably been climbed for 20, 30 years, even if not longer, but you have to realise that the original climbers were often free climbing. They didn't actually have a lot of equipment. And these days, we've got climbers in the road variety going in with power tools. They're taking actual battery-powered drills and drilling their rock bolts in as they're climbing. So, you know, they're getting the quickest, fastest route and not necessarily respecting the landscape.
So how many bolts and how many times have the rocks been drilled in inappropriate places? Is that just a handful or is it quite a lot?
There'd be thousands of rock bolts placed across the Grampians. What I would say is we've got 2 known locations. We've had rock bolts either in or adjacent to what we call rock art and sacred sites.
And I guess that's the final straw for traditional owners and for Parks Victoria when that sort of thing happens.
Yeah, it is. And that's the other thing. I mean, a lot of visitors are going to the Grampians to understand cultural heritage as well. So you actually impacting regional economies by degrading some of these sites.
All right, so you got these 8. Are there going to be any more? Are there more on your radar that you're going to need to watch and perhaps also close?
Yeah, we are watching other sites as well, and there's a bit of self-policing here amongst the various rock climbing groups, which they're open to doing. The challenge is we're actually finding new cultural heritage sites every couple of weeks, couple of months. So, we have to be flexible here, and if we do find new sites, we've got to protect them.
Simon, last week when we were talking with climbers, and I saw an article that had been posted up by one of the main climbing magazines, that they were basically saying, look, we hadn't been told, we didn't have much of a warning, we're still trying to find out why this has been done and exactly what's happened. So the climbing fraternity seemed to be a bit taken by surprise. Were your communications to the climbing fraternity inadequate on this?
What we did, Steve, was actually get them up to the Grampians and had a one-on-one meeting with the various developers and the peak bodies, including the VCC. So that was to get clarity there. So in between November last year, when we said we think we've got an issue, And that meeting last week, there was a bit of uncertainty, and now there's absolute clarity. And then we got the maps out on Friday, and the maps clearly show where you can't climb.
Okay, so everyone should be in the know now that that uses those sites.
Yeah, there should be absolutely no excuses now. I mean, we've got great technology. People know exactly where they're, they can GPS themselves within 5 centimetres of a location. So we'll get all the geocodes out there and get the signs out there. So there's no excuse for people to desecrate some sacred sites.